Well, we're on the telephone with Nathan Kaufman, who is Assistant Vice President and Omaha Branch Executive for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. Nathan, you put out your, I guess this is what, a quarterly report that you do today, talking about ag lending and farm loan data. And I noticed the headline here says, "Surging Demand for Farm Operating Loans Hints at Growing Risk." Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is coming from a survey that we do of commercial banks on a national level to get a sense of what kind of loans are driving farm sector debt levels and lending activity. And what we've been seeing for some time is that there has been a pickup recently over the past year or so of lending activity specifically for non-real estate farm loans. And when you dig into that data, it's really coming from operating loans. And it's maybe not surprising that since we've seen the decline in farm income over the past 18 months to 2 years due to lower crop prices and persistently high input costs, we're seeing more farmers needing to tap some of these credit lines for short-term financing needs. And so it's something that we are monitoring quite closely because we've seen this number continue to rise, and it's, you know, especially at a time when farm income is declining, it means that it raises questions about farmers' liquidity and working capital and ability to sort of continue on and respond to you know, any kind of shocks that we might see in the coming months.
I mean, is this a cause for concern in the ag industry? Or?
I think so far it's been relatively modest, the effect. We haven't really seen, for example, delinquency rates pick up. We hear bankers consistently talking about their concerns surrounding cash flow and potential repayment difficulties. Most of that has been, I think, relatively modest to this point. We are starting to see some initial signs of stress, slight pickup in delinquency rates, but nothing to the point that would generate substantial concern. I think more of the concern is if this kind of environment continues where we continue to see reduced cash flow and liquidity start to be more of a problem at the same time that operating loans are continuing to rise. Eventually it gets to a point where there may be more financial stress. So we're looking out over the next, say, 6 to 12 months and seeing that there is the possibility that some of that stress starts to emerge.
Of course, a lot of people have said, you know, with the great years that farmers had for several years there, that, you know, most of them would be in pretty good financial condition and be able to weather storms like this. Is that the case?
I think that is still the case, that there were a number of consecutive very good years in agriculture, especially in crop production. And that's gone a bit the other way here the last couple of years, the last year or two, but they were very, very good years, and I think there were a number of farm operations that were able to put themselves in a very good financial position coming out of that, that they've been able to weather sort of some of these storms in the form of lower commodity prices more recently. There are certainly going to be, though, some farm operations that are in more financial stress than others, maybe due to leverage, maybe due to the fact that they've just not been operating as long to be able to build the kind of equity that others have. So I think that that's where you see initial signs of stress, and the longer that environment persists is where you might start to see it more generally.
Nathan, any other comments? I'm out of questions for you. Any comments on this report?
No, I think that it's continuing to show softer credit conditions, so showing some concerns in terms of ag finance, but generally it hasn't been something that has happened precipitously. We've been sort of monitoring this, and it hasn't led to, like I said, increases in delinquency rates, but is generally just a caution of the months ahead and saying that we want farmers and bankers both to be kind of thinking about liquidity and working capital, even if we haven't seen real substantial declines in farmland values, just to be mindful that it could be something that causes financial stress in the future.